Hey, everybody, welcome back to Ping. This is episode number
98. Two episodes from being on the Today Show,
we'll
be 100.
Where we will be 100. This is another installment of Boys Without Boys.
Laura couldn't make it today.
Yeah, Laura unfortunately could not make it, but we have Adam, and this is probably like our 10th episode of Boys Without Boys.
I lost count. We're 90 episodes from Boys Without Boys on the Today Show.
Yeah, episode 100 of that. For those who don't know, Ping is the weekly show here on Microsoft where we talk about what Microsofties are pinging each other about, so all the hot new stories in Microsoft land and technology that we think is cool.
There you go.
So we have Adam here. Adam, we haven't seen you in a while. What have you been up to?
Working. Same project you work on.
Oh, yes.
So System Center Advisor.
Yep. Formerly Microsoft Codename Atlanta. This used to be our super secret ninja project.
With a slur.
Yeah, with a bit of a lisp. You guys can check it out, systemcenteradvisor.com.
Yeah.
If you have any problems, it's Adam's fault, so yeah. he'll be the one to fix it.
But don't worry, my email just directs straight to Paul.
Yeah, it's auto-forwarded if there's problem. It's like, okay, Paul, you deal with this. We did have a bunch of comments in Ping episode 97. Thanks a lot to all of you that totally agreed with me that Microsoft stores are the best thing ever. Some people must have thought that I was like neutral on the idea.
What did the other people think was better?
What was
the contradicting opinion?
Yeah, so apparently people may have misunderstood when I was like, oh, I don't know if we should do Microsoft stores. They were like, well, everyone that thinks that should be fired, so I kind of like working here. Would rather not get fired. So, Adam, what do you think about Microsoft stores? Have you ever been in one?
I have.
Yeah?
I like it. Like the one in Bellevue, you walk past, there's always people playing Kinect. I think it's pretty...
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
I live 3 blocks from there now, and I still haven't been to the store. I should probably...
You could walk.
Yeah, I could probably walk.
That would involve
there.
Paul getting physical exercise, which is not something that he's accustomed to.
Yeah, I'm huge. I have these big buckets of whey protein that just kind of sit there, and I lift those, and I'm like, I don't feel like eating this.
It's too complicated to screw the top off.
That's right. So there are a few other comments. Hello Keith said... I thought Paul looked like Jar Jar Binks in the last episode.
Is that a compliment?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it is. I kind of...
He's kind of the worst Star Wars character ever.
Probably. Yeah, well, I guess I'm the worst character on this show, too. And then Baxia Bishek said, what's up for the 100th episode? And I don't know. What do you guys...
Find out in 2 weeks.
Yeah, or more. It depends if we can film it on time. What do you guys want to see for the 100th episode? Do you want to see some Boys Without Foys?
Do you want a highlight reel of all past 100 episodes?
Yes, all of them. Maybe that way I can be in Shanghai.
Maybe hidden outtakes?
Yes. Yeah, maybe.
The outtakes would be entertaining.
Anything that involves duct tape, I think, would be an amazing outtake reel. We'll see about that. And then, Brent Morris RTP is the guy that's like, please fire any and all punks that think the stores are a money pit. So, thanks,
Brent. Do you think that guy works for Microsoft?
Yeah, I don't know what RTP is, but remote tunneling protocol or something? Maybe not. And then... And then the other comment is from Neo Geo It, and we'll just save that one for next time so that Laura can realize that she was wrong. All right.
Perfect.
Yeah, so those are all the great comments. Welcome back, Adam.
Thanks.
And let's get the show started.
Here we go.
All right, Adam, have you heard of something called Office 365?
I have.
What is Office 365?
Online productivity tool. I mean, it gives you license to Office and to... Exchange and Link, I guess, and SharePoint.
Yeah, so
it's kind of like an all-up portal to give you access to all that
stuff. Right, and it's also a different licensing model from Microsoft, right? So, like, instead of buying all the box software, all the servers, setting up yourself, you're now
you pay per user per month,
right?
And you get a license to all these things, and Microsoft runs all the services for you.
Yep,
and you get to use them for as long as you keep paying.
Yeah, so that's a much more flexible.
It's part of our all-in for the cloud.
Oh yeah, we are all in.
We are all in.
It's just, just get little. Balmer marketing spiel there. So we've announced Office 365 a while back, and we had previously had private betas of this, and now the announcement that we have is
public beta.
Yeah, just this past week we opened up for a public beta, so you can go to microsoft.com/office365, and you can sign up and try it out. And in this, you can get access to the Office Suite, you can get access to SharePoint, Exchange, Link. Yeah, the new Link thing. Have you been using Link?
I use it at work.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's communicate like it's IM between your employees, coworkers.
Yeah, and it also combines like a lot of the live meeting functionality too. So this is really good. One of the things that kind of annoyed me about live meeting is that you could only share your primary monitor. And like you try and share something on that secondary monitor, and it's like,
Paul, we don't all have two monitors.
Yeah, I have three. Yeah. I have actually five in my office, but one of them has
a sticky note with a sad face on it.
It was just
that one doesn't get shared.
Yeah, not so much.
But Link, you can share them both.
Yeah, you can share them both, and it's just.
I mean, I love with Link that you're typing in a window, you can instantly pop it to sharing with like live meeting to share content on your desktop. You can add voice to it, all the same conversation. You're not flipping around between windows and applications. I love Link.
And
it's great.
There also seems to be some type of like federated identity or something, because now I have like all these friends that work at places like Avanade that can now just IM with me, and I'm just like, wow, how are you IMing?
You have multiple friends at Avanade?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
All right.
But anyway, Office 365 is pretty cool. Let us know if you guys in the Niners community have tried out Office 365, what you think.
If you haven't, go give it a try.
Yeah.
It's a and free
I
beta.
Think, I think you can even like develop apps and put them into some like Office App Store or something.
Nope, not App Store.
Oh.
Marketplace.
Office Marketplace, excuse
Sorry,
me.
Sorry, we cannot. Yeah. That's a forbidden word, Paul.
It is. It is very, very much against us to be able to say anything other than Marketplace, which is probably a far better term anyway.
I love Marketplaces.
Yeah. So, okay, let us know what you think.
Is there a marketplace for that?
All right, for you you Niners out there, some of you may know that when I was 15, I started a business.
Send check or money order to the address on your screen.
Kind of a big deal. Until you find out that it was just making Excel macros. And then it's like, not all that.
And helping his neighbor install antivirus.
That's right. The whole
for
community.
Cookies.
I don't think I even got that much. Anyway, Adam, have you ever started a business before?
I did.
What'd you do?
Excel macros.
Yeah, Excel macros.
And websites.
Yeah. And
then I started helping the neighbor with her computers at work.
Yeah. So it's pretty much everyone that's ever worked at Microsoft is the community
business
tech support.
Business is kind of a strong term for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like receiving cash for making a website for someone's company. Sure, you could call that a business.
But then, you know, when you come back from the bar at 2 a.m. and they're calling you because their website's down, that's when it becomes real.
That is when it becomes real.
And you're like, this becomes a real pain. So let's just go work at Microsoft instead, where we have ops teams to do this.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway,
with
pagers. The backbone of America and the future of America, I really think, is going to be in the heart of how healthy our business economy is. And a lot of people see that.
I feel like I should be wearing a red or a blue jacket, and we should be at separate podiums debating something.
Yeah, I know.
It's a political speech, folks.
It is, yeah. I'll just be the independent guy. So there was an announcement this past week that said that Microsoft is actually going to be investing in the Startup America Partnership. Have you heard of this?
It is. It's President Obama started it, back in January?
Yep.
And it's to help get money and get stuff to help entrepreneurs get started.
Yeah, so there are like...
Spur the economy a bit.
Exactly. There are four different phases ranging all the way from like the idea phase for an entrepreneur all the way through like they already have a business and they're growing exponentially. And Obama has basically reached out to all these large companies ranging from IBM to Microsoft to LinkedIn.
Google. Yep. There's a bunch of people.
And each of these different companies are contributing other things, ranging from money to assets, hardware, software, services, training. And Microsoft has come in here and they said, you know what? We are going to make sure that everyone understands what our BizSpark program is all about. Have you heard of BizSpark?
Just recently.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing that BizSpark has been out there for quite some time, and it started with some roots in the academic communities where students could go get free development software.
I think it was like Academic Alliance or something at that point.
Yeah, so there's been the MSDNAA, there's been just like all these different...
So now BizSpark kind of opens it up from academics to businesses as well, where they can kind of get dev tools to start up, like free MSDN Ultimate subscriptions.
Right, free training.
Azure Compute Time.
Yeah, Azure Compute Time. All sorts of these great things that will help people start their businesses without having to incur very heavy startup costs.
The things that would require a lot of like upfront money and getting started, just tools to get those things going.
Yep. So as you like play around with ideas and as you first start getting your customer base, the last thing you want to think about is like, oh, how am I going to come up with these $5, $10, $20, $50,000 of investment just to do a lot of the basic
tasks. Advertising.
So. Yep.
Yep.
So this program is hopefully going to spur a lot of entrepreneurs that are kind of on the fence and unsure about what they could do with their business and say, like, you know what, we're going to take away a lot of these problems.
Give it a try.
And just try it out.
Yep.
And hopefully, you know, we can make a whole bunch of money that then can be taxed. And then we can pay the government back for all this great stuff.
Yep.
All right.
So, Paul, last week, did you hear about the Microsoft Saving the Trees effort?
Are Microsoft, like...
I mean, we're saving the trees by... We're converting all our paper usage to 100% recycled paper.
Oh, yeah?
What do you think about that?
I think that's cool. Are we saving lots of trees this way?
8,000 trees a year?
8,000?
8,000.
If you could express that in binary, what would it be?
A 1000 and some other ones in there, probably.
Two to the power of something high. So this is pretty cool. But this is only looking at the actual physical paper that we still use.
Yep, for printers and
so the
writing on.
The expense reports that we have to send in. That's pretty much the only thing that I print these days, between that and boarding tickets for planes.
Why do you print those? Oh, because you're on Verizon still. Never
that's
mind,
right.
Sorry.
I still have an older Windows.
I use electronic boarding passes.
Yeah, it's because you have an awesome Windows Phone 7.
I do.
That has yet to come to my carrier, which is too bad.
Soon enough.
Soon, yes. Early 2011 is what
but
I hear.
Trees. We're saving trees.
We are saving lots of trees. So,
what do you think we're going to do with all those trees?
I think we're probably going to build a pyramid out of them.
I think we should just reallot them straight to pamphlets being printed for the Wildlife Preservation Agency.
That would be probably a really good use of those trees.
I don't even know if we get a choice in reallotting them, yeah, but someone will reallot them.
I think we just plant them around campus in their unnatural habitat.
I mean, I think they're
habitat.
Living, and we just don't cut them down where they are, opposed to planting them around campus.
I wonder how many trees we've saved by people using OneNote. That'd be an interesting characteristic right there, because OneNote...
Can we just take all pens away from campus and then no one
can write?
Didn't
they try and do that a few years ago?
No, they moved them to the first floor.
Oh, which is basically like taking away. Yeah. We're pretty lazy as software developers. Anyway,
trees are good.
They are. They help us breathe.
Yes, they do.
It's really important to have trees.
And we're not using as many trees.
8,000 of them. Maybe
8,000 less.
Yes, 8,000 less. Maybe
that's good news.
That is
who
really...
Who doesn't like more trees?
Yeah. No, yep. Maybe we can have them make like maple syrup or something. I don't know what types of trees they are. Probably special paper trees.
Yeah, I don't know about the maple syrup, and they're not in Vermont.
Well, we don't know that.
They might be.
They could be Vermont style trees. Anyway,
although you were just advocating for planting them on campus.
Yes. All right. I think we are.
I think we're done.
We're done with trees. All right, Adam. Have you heard of the fastest selling consumer electronic device of all time?
The Kinect, yeah.
Yeah, it was the Kinect. It was between that and the Lite-Brite, actually. But the Kinect beat it out by...
I thought it was the lightsaber, but
yeah,
that's in the future.
That is. That's the next week's announcement.
That's next week's, yeah.
You bought yourself a Kinect for Christmas,
absolutely.
Right?
Like, absolutely. I did buy it for myself for Christmas. Merry Christmas to me.
Yeah. I still don't have a Kinect. My last apartment, I didn't have a chance to...
Now you have room.
I do. Because...
On the east side. Where we're moving on now.
Yeah, the very, very much on the east side. Thanks to Adam and making fun of me for hours while he helped move my stuff.
It happens.
Anyway, you have Kinect. Have you played Kinect sports before?
I have.
What is your favorite sport?
I like the discus and the javelin throw. It's
really
entertaining to me.
Yeah.
The running in place is kind of... You know,
tiring.
It's tiring. It's also awkward because I want to run into the screen, which is bad for TVs.
Probably bad. At least you don't have any controllers that you might accidentally slip out of your hands and throw.
No, just my body, which is even worse.
Yeah. Well, your body is soft, and you can
thanks.
Actually, that didn't feel too soft. I'm going to stop poking the bear. Anyway, there's going to be a new Kinect Sports add-on pack. Have you seen the little commercial?
It
for
is.
This?
What, I forget exactly what it's called. It's got like bananas and pizzas. It's a calorie counter thing.
It is. It allows you to as you're working out that yep. you can fight. You can combat yourself. You can go against
the things you ate earlier in the day.
That's right.
I think the extension to this would be like. Why wouldn't we have like eating challenges, like where it had the like hot dogs?
It would know.
I mean, it's Kinect. It would know that it's hot dogs, and I could race against like the computer that's eating hot dogs as well. 10 minutes of solid binge eating,
and then followed by
eight days of sprints around the track,
a binge sprinting
against that same hot dog that you just ate.
Yeah, I really want to get this now because one, I have plenty of space in my new living room, and two, I saw that in the add-on pack you can train in table tennis now versus just playing table tennis.
Oh.
And it reminds me of back in college when I went down to Florida to train with these internationally renowned coaches at this Chinese school. So they were teaching like everyone how to like serve properly and like return properly, and like all these little 12-year-old kids could do it and I couldn't for about
and
a week straight.
Sucked at
so
it.
So now I can relive that wonderful memory by getting a Kinect.
Through a video game.
Yes. And now instead of being beat by a 12-year-old kid, I can be beat by a slice of pizza.
Yeah, or a piece of chocolate cake.
Yeah, or what else? Like, what else do people... Like, I don't think
I don't
this
know.
Is really
I mean, can you imagine, like, what would you do to celebrate? You're racing a piece of chocolate cake in a 100-meter sprint.
Yeah.
What do you do if you win, when you're finished?
Eat that chocolate cake.
I pound a chocolate milkshake to shove it back in that guy's face.
Nice. Okay. Well, that's pretty good. Let us know what you guys want to compete against. If we could get maybe like sponsored items in here. Like, I think it would be pretty funny if, you know, like you could go to a McDonald's or to a Subway and just get something and like scan it into your Kinect and then be like, okay, now you have to work for 4 hours to work this off. All right, that's our show. That was episode number 98.
98. Two left.
That's it. Two
until the big one.
Yes. The big one.
Tell us what you want to see on the 100th episode.
Yeah, seriously, like, what is there anything clever that you want us to do on the 100th episode?
Do you want us to do a dance?
Yeah, Adam can do like the little like baby dance.
I've been
from
practicing
Fox from 10 years ago.
I've been practicing Paul's boy band dance
on Dance Central. Is that one of the options?
It is. It's an extension to Kinect for Dance Central. Paul's boy band dance.
Fantastic. Embarrassing moment 3005. Anyway, follow us on Twitter. I'm
the tweeter.
At Paul Mest, and this is at L Foy.
That's me.
Check it out. Thanks a lot for keeping up with Ping.
That's it.